Here's a little story about how removing my TV from my living room changed my behavior naturally. Also covering how all environments affect your behavior subconsciously, how it's done to you in most cases, and what you can do to shift all that around in your home.
Hey, wonderful you, and welcome back to another episode of Design Your Home, Design Your Life podcast. My name is Tara Barrow, and thank you for being here where I inspire your curiosity and guide you to live a life you want for your home. This is a passion project of mine. In my day-to-day life, I share my experience, my knowledge, and I'm doing the same for you so that you can have it straight in your ears no matter where you are. Make sure you subscribe so you get notified when a new episode goes live, as I will not do this week to week every single week, but I will be consistent on the long term. I'll keep showing up. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, please give it a 5-star rating and review. It'll only take you a couple of seconds. It doesn't cost you anything. And if that's the only thing you do to thank me for giving you all the experience and knowledge for free, I would be very grateful. I'm a multi-passionate person, and you can follow all of this on Instagram at Tara Barrow, T-A-R-A-B-A-R-O-T. You'll get to see the freckled face that go with the voice that's going on in your ears, plus the journey that I'm on. While you're on Instagram, reach out and send me a DM for any question or even if you'd like to chat, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. When you have a moment in this episode when you go, wow, I love this and I want to share it, go ahead and share it with somebody else so that they can get some value out of it too. Take a screenshot, throw it up on your Instagram stories, and tag me on Instagram at Tara Barrow, T-A-R-A-B-A-R-O-T. Throughout the years, I've become very good at setting up my home quickly as soon as I move in so that I get to start living the life that I want for myself. As I've been sharing this knowledge with my friends and close ones around me, I figured I'd put everything in a course online so that you get access to all that knowledge too. If you're one of those people who've got a lot of information, a lot of ideas, but you need that step-by-step guide to get you moving forward, to get you actionable on your home, head to thehomedesigncoach.com for the online course that'll help you to get to where you want with the home you want.
How your home influences your behavior. Little story. On a Thursday, I decided to remove the TV from my living room. I had enough of it, and it's been on my mind for a long time. Tiny little home, and the TV was right in front of the couch. I would come home, grab the remote, sit on the couch, and watch the TV. And that day, I just had enough. Unplugged the TV. I moved it on the side for now, as I didn't want to have to figure out how I was going to remove it from the home just yet. And that's how my behavior started changing afterwards. And I only started realizing by the Sunday. What happened was that I came home that Thursday evening and the TV was no longer there. And my automatic reflex to come home, sit on the couch, grab the remote had to change because it was not there anymore. And instead, I grabbed my computer, started doing some reading, meditation, read a book, watched some educational videos online. That was Thursday night. Friday night, I did the same. Saturday, I did a whole bunch of things. And by Sunday, I was sitting on my couch and realizing, wow, I have done so much in those last 3 and a bit days. And it wasn't a conscious part of myself that made myself do this. It was like, I don't have the TV. What do I do instead? And I had to do something else. And so I just went to something else already. I'm going to break down that behavior down. Let's define a few terms. Your home is your living environment, the space in which you live in every single day. And influence is something that has the capacity to affect your behavior. So for your home, in the way that it influences you, it makes you behave a certain way. Your home is one of many environments which you live around in your day-to-day life. And these environments affect you subconsciously. I'll give you 2 examples to make it clear. First example, close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, don't. Close your eyes. You've arrived at the entry of a dark alley. It's narrow. There's no sunlight coming through. You can hear dripping sounds on the sides. There's puddles on the floor. There's a smell that's coming out. You're not quite sure from what it is, but it's not pleasant. It's got a stingy little thing going on. You hear something at the back of your ear. You turn yourself. You see a rat crawling by. And then there's a few cockroaches. While walking through this alley, you're avoiding the puddles side by side, making sure your shoes aren't going to get wet. And you walk as fast as possible to try to get to the end, as it's feeling constrained. How did that feel? Pause for a moment. Feel it. All right. Now, new image. Open your eyes. Shake about. Settle down and close your eyes again. It's mid-afternoon. You're in a wide open field. You can feel the breeze caressing your skin. The sun's warmth is touching your skin. You have the smell of the flowers by. Freshly cut grass. The sky is blue. As you walk, your feet melt into the soft soil. Open your eyes. These two are extreme examples of environments. And I'm using extremes to really make a point. In the first one, the feeling that you would have gotten would be a constraining one, not really nice type of feeling. In the second one, it would be more an expanding, welcoming, and in a space that you'd like to stay a little longer too. In the first one, you definitely don't want to stay any longer. And that's how your environments around you affect you unconsciously. You don't choose how you feel to it. It's just there. So in your day-to-day life, you will go through different type of environments, and some of them you'll feel amazing in naturally, and some of them you won't. In the two previous examples that I gave you, the effect on your behavior was there because of the natural environment. But in our day-to-day lives, it is done to you. When you go into a parking, the parking has been designed for you to behave a certain way, to move in different directions. When you go to parks, outdoor parks, same thing. The designers that have done these, urban designers, have done it so that there's a certain flow and people follow a certain route through the park so that the park has a life in it, in its own, with that flow created, designed to you. In stores, same thing. Those little, the alleys, how they're done in a certain way. Products at a certain height as well to make you buy, not buy, depending. And when you're going on your way out to pay at the cashier, all these little stands with these tiny little items that's super cheap are meant for you to buy just as you get out. And it's all done consciously, but the person who designed the layout of the stores, of the environment. Same thing in the office. You might be really lucky and work in an office where they've created an amazing design and you just feel really good and super productive. Or you may be working in an office where the design is just made so that it's simple, people work in a space and it hasn't been too thought through, but this is all things that it's made to you already by other people who are thinking about it. And the link I want to say is, you can do this in your home. What is done to you outside, you can use that to change up your home so that you behave the way you want to be behaving at home. All of this is straightforward and simple. It's a matter of realizing how you want to be behaving and setting that up into your home so that you behave without realizing it. Story with the TV. I did that unconsciously. I just had to remove the TV, but my behavior changed because I moved one item out of my home. Just one thing. So imagine what you could do, just changing little things around in your home to do the activities that you really want to be doing. Start creating a home to make you behave the way you want to behave.
We're at the end of another episode. Thanks for joining me. Remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to, as this episode might not be coming weekly, but I'll be consistent over the long term. And by subscribing, you'll be updated when the next one comes out. And if you've heard anything that you've absolutely loved and you've learned something new and you want to share, go ahead, take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, tag at Tara Barrow. You have that urge within you to take action on your home and create the space you truly want, head to thehomedesigncoach.com, the online interior design course that will get you started and on the go to creating the home you want.